welcome back to Glass of Wine. I hope we're all doing well, but it's the end of the week, so I feel like we're a little bit tired. We need to. It is.
If you're not doing well, you're about to do better.
Because it's Friday, and you know what happens on Friday? Drinking, complaining, and getting ready for the party. That is the weekend.
I love Fridays.
I love Fridays. Now, these voices that you're hearing, hopefully they're recognizable. I am Gina Schwartz. To my right is the sensational
Zane C. Weber.
Across from him, we have
a less sensational, apparently, Andy Schossler.
Anyway.
Andy, I have all my senses. Can you say the same?
No, I've got about 17 of them.
Mm. I ran out of words. I was going to go to our special guest and then realize that wasn't a good idea. But our special guest today is the lovely, the talented, it's
Kaylee Ganaway.
Yeah.
See, I got
two
adjectives.
I'm just better than both.
You got it's one because of mine, there was clearly. A lot of pressure on them. There was a lot of pressure to get it right.
Do not screw this up.
Now, Kaylee, who are you? Where do you come from? What do you do?
I'm a human.
Wow.
Excellent.
Amazing.
I'm a costume designer and I'm a friend of the family, I suppose.
A friend of the family. I love that.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's a fair call.
Good.
You're currently working with both me and Gina on Pluto.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which making you look beautiful.
You're quite right.
It's a little hard some days.
I think Gina looks more beautiful than most of the other people there, specifically myself.
Oh, my God. That's the nicest compliment I've ever had. Oh, my
ever?
God. So sweet.
I've had
you
a
get a slinky red satin
I could give
dress.
You slinky red satin if you want.
I am more than satisfied with my flamboyant mustard jacket.
Yes.
I just want to say,
helmet.
Gina.
It is
a very does get the better
very
end
nice
of
dress.
The stick.
Yeah. And you're in a Matilda nominee.
Yes.
Ooh.
I am.
Congratulations.
I did get it, but yes.
Not recently.
It's still nominated.
Yes. Yes, it is an honor. I'd like to thank my family.
It's a big achievement. It's a thing.
It's pretty cool.
Coming from someone who hasn't been Matilda nominated.
Again, I'm better than you.
So stop with the self, the fake
leave
deprecation.
Leave the humble at the door.
And tonight, lovely people, we are drinking a red and it is called Nero d'Avola and it is from Sicily, Italy.
Correct.
Which until right now, I didn't realize Sicily, Italy rhymed. But here we are. I've never it said it one after the other.
It's a loose rhyme.
Sicily,
have you said
Italy.
Either of those words out loud before ever?
I think you could get away with it in a pop song.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Katy Perry rhymed plastic bag with plastic bag, so.
Well, we can't all be Katy Perry.
Don't reach too high.
But we wish we were because she's dating Orlando Bloom. And have you seen those pictures?
Which pictures?
The ones where they're, well, no, she's clothed on a paddleboard. On a stand-up paddleboard and he's completely naked. And they
okay.
And they were off.
Distribution of weight, maybe?
I don't know.
He somehow lost his, was there like a freak wave or something? Yes.
I think they were just on this very
a wave
remote.
Of genius.
Yes. They were on this really remote island and they were like, no one can find us here. Oh, Orlando.
I'll Peppa prove you differently. No.
How very wrong you are. Yes, so this is Constantino Lasu. And what do we think? Have we smelt it yet? Tasted it?
It smells fruity to me.
Mm, yeah.
It does. It like if you recognize a wine smell, this definitely smells like a wine.
I think so.
No.
It smells like wine to me.
No. You know that really yeasty wine smell that you know immediately the second you smell it. That
I love yeast.
No, it's not yeasty, but it's just mean. That smell.
It smells it does like the smell cellar like where you find like you know, hundreds of years old. There may or may not be at least one dead body. Like.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is
well, that's
good.
Just character, really.
Yeah. It adds the body.
It says it's a full-flavored wine that holds their acidity in warm climates. And as you can tell, Queenslanders and or Australians, it's bloody hot right now.
It hasn't suffered in the heat. Yeah.
Yeah, but we all know climate change doesn't exist. Anyway, What do we think? Do we like this? I think it's tangy. Mm. Does anyone get that tangy? No.
It's another savory wine. It's not something I would want to have with dessert, but definitely I'd want to have some meat or something.
Yeah.
I do tend to find a lot of red wines quite heavy, but this one's quite nice. It's not as heavy as...
It does have a definite tang to it, but I'm like tasting like cherry and mulberry.
Mm.
Ooh.
You've said those words, I can taste it.
Do we want to play the game of what foods pair with this?
Sure.
So, Kaylee, you've never come to the glass of wine. So this is a game I literally made up 2 episodes ago. It is taste some wine. What do you think pairs with it? I read off this thingy and I'll tell you if you're right.
So what Gina means to say is that our sponsors, thewinegallery.com.au, with every bottle of wine that they supply, they also supply a handy little fact card, which tells you.
Fact card is better than singing.
Yeah. A little bit of history about the wine, some tasting notes, some food pairings. And on the back, you get a recipe to go
with the wine. So if you want to treat yourself to some nice food, or if you're having like a nice dinner party, absolutely. Now, of course, wine. Zane just said that our sponsors are the Wine Gallery. Wine Gallery. Yay. And so if you go to winegallery.com.au, it's an amazing website. You can go on there, do the palate quiz, and basically they ask like, would you like cherries or mango? And do you like sweet or savory? And
what kind of smoothie you prefer?
It's really fun. If you love BuzzFeed quizzes, you're going to love this. Anyway, so they give you recommendations on which wines would suit you from what you've answered. And then they give you, it's a monthly wine subscription. Is that right?
Yeah.
Subscription. Yes.
Subscription. Good. Well done.
And they send it out to you. But if you use glass of wine at the checkout, you get $25 off your order. And of course, if you add that fourth bottle of wine to your order, which is 4 bottles of wine a month, which is basically one a week, which is, you know, the bare minimum. You get it for free shipping. So, which is amazing. So $25 off and free shipping. What could go wrong?
Amazing.
They are great. And they going are really back and good. I really love going back and rating all the wines that we've tasted. Because a couple of times that's spurred an interaction with some of their wine experts. They're going, oh, so why didn't you like this wine? And so, yeah, it's really good. They're a great company.
Yeah.
They are. And the wines have been terrific every single time. Mm. I mean, it's not always going to be to everybody's taste. I think the ones that we get are primarily based around your palate, aren't they?
I mean, it's no mango smoothie.
A little behind the curtain is whenever we're going to get a box of wine, I always give you two the chance to pick a bottle of wine, and then I pick one, and then we get a random one, or usually I let mine be random as well, so that we get a mix up. So, I do rate the wines according to my taste, because I wasn't you people when you drank it.
But taste aside, the quality has always been spectacular.
Very good wine.
But I don't think I'll ever go to a Bottle-O again.
Oh, that's a very
that's a statement.
That's a statement.
No, since having some Wine Gallery wines and going to the Bottle-O to get some, there is a distinct difference, you know, paying the same price per bottle, there's a distinct difference in quality.
Plus we get wines from the Wine Gallery that you wouldn't get in bottle shops. So
international
wine,
grapes that I've never heard of before.
Yeah. Also, so it's a different kettle of fish.
More information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, a Bottle-O doesn't give you a recipe.
Yeah.
No, when you go to a Bottle-O, I am forced to pick wines by the label from thewinegallery.com.au. I have all this information that I can arbitrarily pick wines from.
Amazing. Now, okay, this is very – all right, we all get one guess for food pairing. It's quite easy.
I taste the sour cherry.
Yep.
And I want to have some kind of poultry with it, like turkey. Something dry.
I kind of feel like a casserole.
Oh yeah,
something salty,
right?
With like with root vegetables in it.
Okay, nice. Good, I see that. And Kaylee, what do you think?
I'll definitely get on this root vegetable train. I'm afraid I am a filthy vegetarian. So
disgusting.
Sake of blue.
She is covered in dirt.
So I understand. Dirt, so. Yeah, I'm just really physically very dirty. No, I understand normally it's like the red meats, those rich sort of flavors, but I'd probably go for like a roast pumpkin with like cinnamon and nutmeg. Those really rich and, as you say, a bit of salt. Flavors.
Salty, salty. Yep. Now, we're all pretty right. It says dark meat dishes, so or game. Game would be lovely.
Okay, yeah.
But also, of course, it says great with cheeses. But the saltiness that you want, they said fish. Okay. Heavy fish or tuna. So that's probably where you're going with it. But these flavors that you're tasting, it says blueberry jam, black cherry and vanilla. That's kind of what black we're tasting cherry. Here. Mixed up with a bit of licorice, cinnamon, and some gentle floral notes. So that's really nice. I can taste that now that I've read that. Like, yes, there is cinnamon, there's vanilla, there's floral things going on in my mouth.
I mean, last week we had the Melon de Marquette and it had a very herby tastes. This one has, like, it says floral. I'm still getting a little bit of herb from it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe your mouth like is fennel. A little herby. Maybe. Bit of a herby boy.
Maybe. Where are you perhaps. Drinking this, Gina?
I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry I asked.
No, let's come back to me because I need to brainstorm. Andy, where are you drinking?
I'm in a garden.
Yes, good.
Definitely outside for this in the afternoon. It's autumn. There's a fire going somewhere.
Oh, that's lovely.
There's the smell of that wood smoke in the air because the house next door is on fire. Yes.
And it's the
17- summer in Australia.
It's the 1700s.
Yes, and I'm at a Renaissance fair and there is some sort of pheasant or something being turned.
Oh, lovely.
Turned on an open fire.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Zane?
I'm very similar. I was as soon as you said outside, I was like, oh no, I have to change my answer. But it's really strong, like campfire. I think this is like campfire wine. If you like cooking something like in a camp oven, like and again, like I grew up in Bundaberg surrounded by cane, so the cane fire outside, that sort of
just everything on fire.
Well, it's not a smoky wine, but I do definitely feel like
comfort.
A bit rustic paired with this would be nice.
Mm. Neither is it sweet, but because of the cherries.
Yeah, something in there, yeah.
I want to be a part of nature while drinking this.
Kaylee, what about you? Where are you drinking this?
Well, I suppose the same image I mentioned before. It's just immediately being in a cellar, you know, when it's underground, the stone walls, it's kind of cold, but you've got the wooden barrel, so they've got their own sort of smell.
How many of them are on fire?
Not very many, but some of them can be pre-burnt, so they've got that charcoal flavor.
Yeah.
That real set dressing feel.
Yes. Yeah. Look, this may or may not be pulled from a scene from a murder mystery that I watched recently. But yeah, just that sense of, I don't know, walking through old stone and a little bit cold.
I like it.
I'm where you boys are as well. Something's on fire. But if I wasn't there.
I love that's a setting now. Yes. Wherever I am, something's on fire.
But if I wasn't there, I picture myself in my hometown, in my parents' home with the aircon on. And it's been like a day. We've either gone out to the beach or we've had a big day. So we're pretty tired. And we have this tiny little secondhand
wood stove?
Yeah, wood stony thing. And we've sat out there drinking this wine and then we've come in and we're watching something we all like on the television. Like
Family Feud.
Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, have you seen Steve Harvey Family Feud?
Oh, I love Family Feud. Mm. I personally do, but my family not so much.
Steve Harvey makes it fun.
He is. He's great. But my family is more like Fifth Element or Galaxy Quest. Those are like some of the only
movies. You're a classy family. Yeah. Good family. My family would not sit through either of those.
The only ones we all agree on, though, because everything else, my dad hates anything that isn't based on a true story about World War II.
History of calculators.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He would watch that and he would enjoy it, Andy.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, now you said it, I want to watch that. Maybe we are getting old, Andy.
I told him, but I believed it at the time. I made him go to Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Because I told him it was based on a true story, because I thought it was. But the only thing that's based on a true story is the director drove past this billboard in Ebbing, Missouri that had something like Fess Up or something. And I was like, and I thought it was based on a true story. And then we came out and I was like, oh, sorry, Dad.
Some of the characters are pulled from truth in that one. But the narrative didn't happen so much like that.
No. But still a great movie. Congratulations, Frances McDormand. I know you're listening. Classic.
Yeah, Frances, you just reach out. We'll put you on the. We'll come on the.
Come
podcast.
On! I know you've got things to complain about. That
I
Oscar
mean, we've
speech.
Already had a Matilda nominee. Like it's not.
I mean, it's a
step hop,
up.
Skip, and a jump
one to a Golden other, Globe.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I'm not allowed to pick movies at my household anymore. When I have. I made my father watch black and white Iranian feminist vampire movie. And
well,
then-
you brought that on yourself.
That's amazing. Kaylee.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you know, but we complain on this podcast.
Really?
Glass of wine.
Wine.
Do you have anything to possibly get off your chest?
I have one small nugget, which might hit close to home to anyone who's worked in retail.
I try not to.
I feel like that's not at all our demographic.
Or even maybe hospitality. Not sure. Mm. So men typically do not know what size they are when they walk into a store. And I worked, worked in a shoe store. And it was so much fun when somebody would walk in and then you'd say, can I grab these shoes? You go, sure thing. And you say, what size you need? And they go, my size. I'm like, cool.
And they know that they're making that joke for the first time.
Oh, it's the first time I've heard that one. The other one is, what are you looking for? Shoes. What?
He's a jokester.
Comedian right here. Or it's this look of complete confusion. My personal favorite is looking immediately to wife or mother. No matter how old these gentlemen are, wife or mother.
Are you
sometimes even daughter, I'm assuming.
Oh, my God.
And they fill in what size these people are.
I will say, I do sometimes go shoe shopping with my mother, but she doesn't know my size.
No, I don't think there's anything.
You should know your size.
I do
you're
know
an
my
adult.
Size because I have a giant foot that no one ever has my size in. So I go to particular stores in the hopes that maybe they have one pair
in
my size.
I mean, you and I should talk because, like, you know, we did do large sizes. But you should know your size as a grown-ass adult.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I did say it is typically men. It's not always. It just usually is. But as an adult navigating through the world, you should know what size you are.
Oh, 100%. But also I think there's nothing wrong with going shopping with your mum.
Nothing
Certainly
wrong.
Not.
I
nothing
think it's
wrong
a bit
with going
wrong
shopping
if
with
she
your mum.
Chooses your clothes
oh,
for
yes.
you when you're over
yes.
the age of
that's
13.
Unless it's a gift.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Then she can say whatever she
I
wants.
I mean, because my mother does still give me clothes. And I kind of roll my eyes and say, thank you, mother. Mm. This Christmas, though, she did kind of well. Like, she didn't go too crazy because I have had weird taste in the past and she tries to keep up with it. Bless her
Bless
heart.
Her.
Mum, if you're
Mums
listening to this,
do.
I've just put this podcast on my mother's
Don't complain
phone.
Too much, Zane.
No. My
the woman
mom
is
great.
An angel and a gift.
But I will say, like, I know my sizes because I want to get into and out of that retail situation as a customer
as quickly as possible.
Oh, yes.
The secret is... So do the people working there.
Yeah.
It's like you're not saving me time. You're not saving me energy. You're making this worse. I want to go back to doing sweet nothing.
Yeah.
So please go in, know your size, know what you want, like in and out.
I sometimes struggle to recall what size I am because two things. I go to a large gentleman shop and not all the manufacturers are on the same page when it comes to what
sizing.
Number XL. They are.
But even when sizes are based on number of centimeters or inches.
Yep, it's still, yes, still all over the place.
It's
different.
It's all a lie.
I have shirts ranging between 3XL and 8XL, depending on the manufacturer and how they, and they're all roughly the same size. Mm. So when somebody says what size are you, and I don't know who makes it.
Yeah, but
I also go shopping like twice a year for clothes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right? I buy 10 shirts at once.
Good on you.
Three or four pairs of trousers, and that's it for the rest of the year sometimes.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I've got no problem when people come in and they say, like, look, I don't know, it varies. Do you want to, you know, some places do measurements or whatever. It's when somebody just looks as if they hadn't even thought that this would be part of the exchange.
Or they walk in expecting you to solve all of their problems because you do this every day. And obviously, you can look at my face and know how big my shoes are.
The problem is that you, like, you can.
Oh, really?
Yes.
After a while.
If somebody walks in.
Kaylee. Yeah. What size is my shoe? Now, you should know this because I've told you before. I've written on a form how large my shoes are.
Yes, I'm going to say a 14 or a 15.
You're close.
I'm close.
It's 13 and a half to 14 and a half, depending on the manufacturer.
And then, I was like, are we using a US or a UK scale?
Yeah, true.
Also, just the people of the world, there is no Australian shoe size. Just a heads up.
Is that right?
We don't have one.
We don't need one. We rarely wear shoes anyway.
Just me complaining.
Which one are we using?
Typically for women, we kind of do, but for men, we use UK or US.
So
we have to guess.
Yeah, the difference between UK and US is like...
It's one size because one starts at zero.
Is it one size? Okay.
That's so confusing. My thing is I work in a lingerie store and around Christmas time and, of course, around Valentine's Day, blokes come in being like, I'm going to buy my missus the hottest thing ever. And then
they come in. They just care,
It's
Gina.
Lovely. Truly it is. Some people come in and they're like, she wanted that one. And I'm like, that's been not here for about 2 months. Good on you, but bless.
You know, sir, the sexiest thing you could get your woman friend
is the most expensive
$50 gift voucher.
Yes, she can try it on.
You give me $50. I give you this lovely little picture of a lady in some lingerie.
For you to take home.
You leave immediately and we never speak again.
But around Christmas time, men would go in and be like, I like that or she likes that one. I'm like, great. Do you know her sizes? Yeah, look, she's probably about like this big and like puts his hands maybe 2 centimeters away from his chest. Mm. Thank you, but that is probably not accurate because...
Let me just get out my tape measure if you can just hold your hands exactly where they are.
So the next best thing is seeing a picture of her.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
then we can usually... spot.
So this is genuine. You can tell by looking sometimes. Okay, interesting.
But not if they're wearing baggy clothes. We need like tight clothing or bikini pics. Right. Some boys want to show you some inappropriate photos. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to see your missus naked, mate. Oh, I don't want to do
it. Are you more accurate on the dress size or the cup size? Or dress size is more accurate to guess by.
What does that mean?
As in if they say, oh, she's like a 12.
Yeah. Oh, they don't know that.
Oh, okay.
So we just go from if she's petite, she's usually an 8 or a 10. Okay. If she's got broad shoulders, then we probably go to a 12 because there's more room around the torso. But usually I'm accurate with like bottoms and garters because if she's small, I just compare it to me or to whoever I know. I'm like, yep, she looks my size. It's going
to
be this.
Have you had to do anyone by Skype before?
No.
I have measured people by Skype.
No.
What?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Not very effectively. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
that's
do
when
you
I
know?
Really drill in the returns and exchanges policy. Right.
That iPhones now have a measurement tool that you can just show and just say how far away you are and how tall something
what?
Is.
But
really?
That relies on perspective. It can be inaccurate up to 2 centimeters.
You mean that there's a flaw in this system?
It doesn't work? What? I'm just shoes, lingerie, these things, they need to be fitted. Just bring the person or buy a gift card. True.
Why would you want to order shoes via Skype?
Oh, no, as in like someone's mum's come in and they're Skyping them because they can't come into the city like a grown-up human.
So they just hold their foot up to the camera?
Oh, there's been all sorts. There's been
and show me the left side, sir, and now the right side. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Now, on the topic of jobs and retail, how hard is it to get a job in this city or in this country? Anyone else? No, not you, Andy, because you have a job.
Give it a month.
I've given it many months.
No. I mean, the time of year that you're looking is the time of year that university students are coming back to the city. They're all getting their old jobs back, so people have like a glut of people to choose from. You really got to wait until like March when they're like, oh, those people were terrible. Let's get someone good in.
Are you telling me the entire week that I have been unemployed is not long enough?
It's
the one single week.
Define enough.
The stress.
I'll tell you though, I am so annoyed because I think I would make a great receptionist, okay? I have a university degree, so I know how to work
in
computers.
In receptionisting?
But I just know how to work computers. If I can,
I've seen a computer, Zane. Thank you very much.
If I can bullshit a 1,200 word essay, I can bullshit a bloody 20 word email to Sarah in accounting.
As per my last email.
And like, I can answer phones. I've done this all before. It's not rocket science. Not only that, I'm an actor. So I can bullshit any client that comes in. Oh, sorry. Dr. Hazid he's so sick at the moment. Lal jokes, he's just having cocktails on his lunch. Like, you know what I mean? I can just do that for you. I'm the best employee that you want and no one's going to lie
Gina Schwartz,
me
everybody.
On.
She will lie for you.
I will Gina lie. Schwartz.
What else do you want from your receptionist?
Exactly.
Though, to be fair, a good part of my day when I'm dealing with clients is deflecting them from the people who I'm talking to them for.
Exactly. It's a lot of, you know, oh, have you got the paperwork for Sally? Oh, of course I do.
It's on its way.
No, I don't. Like, you know what I mean? Or can you
call this
person?
Let us just liaise until we find the right moment for all parties to come together.
Warm regards.
Yes.
No subtext. Zane.
Or just regards when you've had a bad day.
Oh, yeah. Knocking that kind off just to really stab in that knife.
Yeah.
When you're applying for jobs,
yes.
Do you answer online ads or are you simply going around and dropping your resume at places?
I've done both. At the moment, I'm just doing online and so far not so good.
Have you taken to poisoning their incumbent receptionists?
Haven't done that yet. Haven't done that yet.
Your receptionist isn't looking too well. I can step in for you right now.
But it's really annoying the amount of effort you have to go to for each individual application. They want you to give them your kidney and then you have to say, why do you want to work for this company? Or, you know, making cover letters specifically for that
dear
job.
Companies, money. I will exchange my services for your money.
No, you've got to dance. You've got to play the game and you've got to dance with them.
So at the moment.
I know it's a silly game. I don't like playing it either.
It's a hard game.
Dance, monkey, dance.
So at the moment I'm thinking of applying online, looking up that business and then printing off a resume, driving to that company, handing it in person, and then the next day calling up and saying, hi.
Brilliant.
I mean, the worst case scenario, you just get like a restraining order.
Could go wrong? Yeah,
restraining orders are very difficult to get.
You can't be convicted of harassment just by submitting your resume over and over again.
There you go.
And is that true?
Of course not. You're not harassing them. You're just, you know, submitting your resume.
It's a business interaction.
Yeah. Fair.
Eventually,
they will get sick of you and directly respond to you either by submitting and offering you the job or just finding some other way to get rid of you by having a friend offer you a job or something. A friend of theirs offer you a job.
Is that true?
Just be persistent. Oh, yeah. Be persistent. Make yourself more annoying not to deal with than to just.
Yeah. Incentivize them to give you a job so that they no longer have to hear you beg for a job.
Yeah, good. I like it.
Did this work on other relationships beyond finding a job?
Don't think too hard about it.
Yeah, that'll work.
And in doing so, you also prove your worth to them because they will want you to be persistent when they want you to chase something from somebody else. So you show them that you can be annoying to the state of getting results.
Fair. I mean, sure. Shows that I'm a hard worker because I will not quit.
I will not stop.
I can't afford to quit.
Well, what are we toasting to this week? Shall we toast to knowing your sizes?
Or maybe setting things on fire.
Mm. Oh. To setting things on fire and enjoying a glass of wine, watching them burn.
Ah. Cheers. Clink, 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 clink. Now, Kaylee, do you have anything coming up apart from Cluedo? I put you on the spot. I'm so sorry.
Just a moment of panic. There is one other show.
Can you say or no?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I think so. I'm going to say it anyway. Sorry. Volcano Woman Circus are doing As If No One's Watching as part of the Anywhere Theatre Festival.
Oh,
so,
great.
Amazing group of women, incredible stories. Would recommend checking out.
Great
Do
costumes.
Do you have dates or anything?
I cannot remember them off the top of my
head. All right, well. What
but it's part of the festival, so if you just look on the Anywhere website, sure. There should be information when all
and
of
if
that
If you've got any links fails. Or anything, feel yeah, free to course. Send them through. We'll put them in the show notes and, we'll go from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks again to our sponsor, The Wine Gallery. And, of course, one more time for the folks in the back. Go to winegallery.com.au, choose your wines, or let The Wine Gallery choose them for you. $25 off at the checkout when you use glass of wine with an H. And, of course, add that fourth bottle of wine and get shipping free, which is awesome. Now, Andy, it's been lovely having you. You beautiful man. Do you like that?
I feel like this is a I'm getting fired speech. Is this my last show? Do I know something you don't?
All right.
Do I need to start looking for a new podcasting job?
Not unless you find
me
a real job.
Believe me, you will not hear the last of me.
No, it's been lovely having you
Thank
this
you.
Week, Andy.
It has been terrific.
Next week, what are we drinking next week? Do we know?
We are drinking a Pet Nat Sparkling.
Ooh.
So it is an Engeringa Uncultured Pet Nat from Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide.
Radelaide.
So this is a rather interesting wine. It comes with like a pop top lid. And
I'm
going
to take it home.
Like a grapefruit orangey coloured.
Really?
It's an amazing wine. So check out our Instagram if you haven't had a look at it or go on thewinegallery.com.au.
I'm so excited.
I'm very interested to see what this one tastes like.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Well, thank you, Zane.
Thank you, Gina.
And thank you, Kaylee.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners, all five of you. It's been lovely. Catch you next week. I've been Gina. Goodbye.
Bye. Says something Goodbye. On fire.
A mess. War, famine, politics.
Why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah, like in musicals. Musicals fix everything.
If people listened and learned from musicals, everything would be better.
Music, lights, and spontaneous choreography. What isn't there to love?
If you want to learn all of life's important lessons,
or just listen to some musical theatre nerds wax lyrical,
subscribe to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, wherever you find fun and funny podcasts.
Or at our website at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.